Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
Idiot! I'm sitting on a gold mine!
Don't make me smack you, sweetheart. I'll do it.
Taking paws off me, you damn dirty ape! This town needs an enema!
It is most non-heinous.
Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep. Catwoman.
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer. Princess Diaries.
No, just kidding.
Princess Diaries.
Catwoman. Anne Hathaway. Okay.
Anne Hathaway, right?
There's only one
Catwoman. That's who the two stars are.
Okay.
But who comes from left field but Emily Blunt?
Right. Out of nowhere.
She was the other secretary. Mm-hmm. And she was a good bad guy because you kind of hate her.
Right.
I mean, if you hate a bad guy, they're a good actor.
Yeah.
Right? So she came out of nowhere on that. Stole a little shine. And then next thing you know... Because you, even if you don't like her, you're like, who's this person? Who is
right,
this?
Right.
How dare they be so excellent?
Who is she?
Anne Hathaway is the star, and Meryl Streep is the star, right?
Right.
And, Meryl Streep in a Catwoman costume? Don't get me started.
Speaking of strong women,
Emily Blunt, though, back to your point.
Oh, my
before you hit
God.
Record, Emily Blunt, live, die, repeat.
I already hit record.
I said after you hit record, not before.
Oh.
Quiet Place.
Oh, yeah. Movie's amazing.
Excellent.
Movie's
She's
amazing.
Excellent.
You actually saw that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So good.
You said that like I never go to
so
movies.
So good.
I don't.
Well, you don't really.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, it surprised me that that was one that you would see. Because I remember I go to Marvel movies. It took you a while to get out of the house for Infinity War. So that's why, you know.
Right. I loved Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Thanos was right because our world is overpopulated
right.
and we just have too many people. Because I had a professor in school who hates... capitalism, and he taught me to hate capitalism,
God.
And I'm a socialist, and we need to kill all the people, and Mao Zedong was
Shut
right.
Shut up. Last time I checked, it's a magic glove.
It's a magic glove.
It's a magic glove.
Right.
Dude, these fanboys drive me nuts.
Bro, I don't give a shit what your stupid loser professor. You know why he's a professor, right? He couldn't get another job. All right, no wonder he hates capitalism. He got fired from every job.
Welcome to Comic Cons, a geek podcast for the rest of us. Who are the rest of us?
Trump
My
is
name
bad.
Is Nick Stevens. Are we going to do this? Are we going to do one of these shows?
Sorry.
Where you just talk over me the
Sorry.
Whole time? Jesus, it's like circa 2015 all over again.
I already apologize to you for that.
Oh, we can't revisit all
right.
it.
Cut.
All right.
Action.
Welcome to Comic Cons, a geek podcast for the rest of us. Who are the fucking rest of us? How many? My name is Nick Stevens. With me today, returning guest, long time no see, Mamonomoshi, Mamenemadashi, and Jonathan McBride.
Como se dice?
Ah.
Yeah.
Aspetta.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
It's good to see you, man.
It's great to see you.
You look like Jeremy Irons, dude, and that is
dude,
such
I got
a
this
compliment. I'm not
thing
making
going
fun
on
of you.
With my hair and the gray. My gray. Somebody asked me, he's like, oh, you got a little highlight action. Motherfucker, it's my grays.
Highlight.
Yeah.
Like you're some hoity-toity. Millennial bitch. You talking about highlight my hair?
Millennial
Bro, this is
bitch.
Wisdom.
Rated R.
This is wisdom. I go to meetings.
Start
like, I'm going to do some shit.
Yeah, man,
you know
I got
mean?
Some history, you know?
Highlights.
Highlights. Here's a highlight for you. Did you know Wonder Woman's filming in Alexandria?
I did not know that.
Have you seen Gal Gadot?
I did.
Around town? I just gave away our geographical location.
I had to go to work on a weekend.
Of course you did.
In D.C.
Because you're a hard-working motherfucker.
Yeah. And I thought there was an accident. I thought there was a bomb go off because all these streets are blocked off. I couldn't get to my job.
That's what they do when the bomb goes off.
Turns out they were filming Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Part 2.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I was annoyed because I was like, man, I don't get the... And what's funny is, it's the D.C. Marvel thing. If you had told me, oh, they're filming Captain America, I would have gone, oh, yeah, take your time. Do whatever you need to do. Yeah, of course.
You have an allegiance.
I'm sorry, I got in your way.
Yeah.
Right, but it's DC movies. So I'm like, get your trash out of here.
Yeah.
Although, the first Wonder Woman.
The Wonder Hyman.
Meryl Streep in a Wonder Woman costume. Get
out
of here.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started. How do you feel about Oscar Isaac? You like him?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I don't... look... That Last Jedi was garbage, but it wasn't because the actors.
It was fine.
It wasn't because the actors.
No.
I like that Rey actor. She's fine.
Yeah.
You know, they just give her some story where she learned some stuff. Anyway, we've been there. We've been down that road.
Whoever doesn't like that movie is a fucking asshole.
So.
We're recording midday, by the way.
Oscar Isaac's is in this new movie where they hunt down a Nazi in Argentina. Have you seen the previews for that?
Yes, I have. But the news that I was going to tell you about, pertinent for this podcast, is that there's a rumor that's saying he has been contacted and interviewed at Warner Brothers Studios for a role in the upcoming Matt Reeves-directed Batman movie. So I pray tell, ask you, my friend, my long-weathered friend, my way-worn friend, who is he possibly playing in this new Batman movie? Could it be that Oscar Isaac himself is going to be donning the cowl? And by the way, McBride is speechless right now. He's looking into my soul. Yeah, I think he's genuinely enthralled with this news.
Listen to me.
It could be just a rumor.
What would he be?
I don't know.
The Joker?
Exactly, right? Two-Face?
He's not Batman.
You don't think so?
Nah, Batman needs to be, no offense, he needs to be over 6 foot. And he needs to be a stout person.
Michael Keaton wasn't.
Touche.
You know what I mean?
I don't rest my case.
Could you see him? Could you
see him? What's the opposite of resting my case? I dismiss. Case dismissed. You win.
You're putting it on the shelf.
You win. Yeah. I'm not even going to bring it up.
Put my case on the shelf.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of resting your case. So you're not remotely excited or intrigued?
I always am intrigued by Batman.
All right. Moving on. Supergirl movie. How do you feel about that?
Is it related to the show?
Yeah, it's related to the movie universe. They're making a Supergirl movie.
Oh, I couldn't care less.
Yeah,
the only time I want to see Supergirl is when they're doing a Flash crossover episode.
Who's that girl, Benoist, or what? Melissa Benoist, that plays the...
Yeah, I don't know women's names well.
Oh, wow.
I know Meryl Streep and Emily Blunt.
And your wife's.
Yeah.
I got one for you right here, okay? Jean-Luc Picard coming back to Star Trek. Bro.
Dude, so my
daughter, I know you're stoked because this man loves some Star Trek.
But here's the thing. I love Star Trek, but I'm not a Trekkie in the sense that, like, I don't know your trivias and all that.
I think you are more than you realize.
Probably, but
you're not like that guy.
I don't know anything.
Well, I know.
I'd go to a convention if it weren't for the other people there. Mm. So, I've watched a couple of conventions, and the questions they ask are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. All you do, here's what you do at a convention. You say... Patrick Stewart, thank you.
I'm Patrick Stewart. Right?
You're Patrick Stewart. Patrick Stewart, nice to meet you. You don't need to know my name because you're not going to remember. Just know that there's a guy out here watching reruns of Star Trek Next Generation with my 12-year-old daughter.
Splendid.
And we love you. Thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you very much for
that. Let me tell you something. You were pretty uptight in season one, but you calmed down in the next season.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you were uptight.
Oh.
Yeah. By your own admission.
Would you like to come to my summer home?
Yes. In the south of France.
You're absolutely right. Why is it they're always like... In season 2, episode 9.
Bro, they're dropping.
You know,
at the 32-minute mark.
Who was at the
mark.
Beginning of the Voldemort? Bardak. Yeah, it's so bad.
But so we're doing a watch through right now. We're in season 2 of The Next Generation.
It's all on Netflix.
It's all on Netflix, and it's a fun show. The graphics are horrendous, but if you have a good story,
yeah.
And sometimes the stories are so ridiculously dumb.
Yeah.
We skipped a couple episodes because we're 5 minutes in, and I'm like, sweetie, this is awful.
My friend told me about that. She's been on the podcast before, Lauren, from Mouthy Broadcast. No big deal. She was watching some with her son, and there's a lot of filler episodes, she said.
She has a son?
Yeah. And
she didn't say it was mine.
No, she didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. And they watched the show together, and she was telling me that there's a lot of filler episodes that you don't really... Maybe back then when it came out, you didn't really realize. But now, with the way shows are done now, there's no real filler. Everything has an arc, and everything kind of has a purpose.
Right.
There was never a random episode. It was like, hey, Picard and the gang end up on a planet and meet some friends.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know.
I kind of
What's wrong with filler?
There's nothing wrong with filler.
You know?
We don't need to be heading towards this epic story all the time.
You know?
They ramp it up at the end of seasons to go to the next seasons, but we don't need to ramp it up. It doesn't need to be. I don't need every show to be Breaking Bad.
Right. No, it doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
But, that being said, that is one of the best shows of all time.
I know, but everything doesn't need to be that.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
But you don't always need to be amazing. And quite frankly, you are. I mean, here we are in the middle of the day.
Okay.
You know, and we're still friends and we're still talking about stuff.
Why would we not be friends?
I don't know.
You mean people... we haven't lost touch?
Right.
Because nothing bad happened.
No, there was no fallout. You know?
Okay, good.
Nobody slept with each other.
Fallout was so dope.
Wasn't it dope?
Dude.
Talk about nonstop balls to the wall.
I don't know. But it was so fun.
Good. And by the way,
yes, sir.
I love Tom Cruise,
buddy.
Come on,
Tom Cruise, dude.
Yeah, man.
He in that scene where that he was meeting up with the most beautiful British woman you've ever seen in your life, besides Emily Blunt and Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep's not British.
Yeah, I know. That's the joke.
Let it lie.
Hey, Ryan Johnson, stop ruining everything.
Oh, so, my God.
So, anyway, there's a scene where they meet in some trees.
Yeah.
And they're standing underneath some trees, and I'm looking at Tom Cruise, and I'm like,
shot.
That's Humphrey Bogart of our time.
Hmm. Interesting. The first controversial mention of Tom Cruise being Humphrey Bogart exclusively on Comic-Con. Tune in.
And when we do a Comic-Con convention one day, they're going to be like, you know, on episode 73.
When I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger in Conan the Barbarian, I thought to myself, that's the Marlon Brando of our time.
That's not fair. Tom Cruise is much closer to...
No, I'm totally...
you're just being a
first
dick.
Of all, I'm not belittling Arnold Schwarzenegger at all. I think you could totally make that comparison. Second
don't
of all,
belittle me.
I agree with your sentiment completely. I think he's the last movie star. And I think people come at him because of his beliefs and his personal whatever.
Which is fair because...
mumbo jumbo.
That's weird shit.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, who's weirder? Him or Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Also, the movies are fantastic.
Yeah, Mission Impossible his movies are good, man. I just rewatched Oblivion. That was good. I rewatched Live, Die, Repeat.
Oblivion was good. Live, Die, Repeat is so awesome.
So good. Collateral, come on.
Collateral.
Interview with a Vampy.
Mm-hmm. That shit with my favorite movie of all... One of my favorites of all time, A Few Good Men.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Now, I talked about him extensively on another podcast. So I don't want to make...
What, he had a cruise podcast?
Yeah, I had a cruise podcast already. So I don't want to make this, a retreading of, you know, how much I want to sleep with this man. You know what I mean?
Well, he looks like you, so that's kind of like you're attracted
to yourself.
Oh, thanks,
buddy. Hey. Nobody's ever pointed that out to me before.
I know, but don't be mean to me. Listen, you look like Tom Cruise. That's a command.
I just assume...
I get John Candy all the time.
Well, a lot of the black women that I work with at the Moonbase Tahiti always call me Tom Cruise.
As a single mother and a social justice warrior, we don't say black. Yeah, African-American. Wait, have I gone too far? Let me call my professor real quick. Wait a minute. He's in a lecture about... in a lecture about how Thanos was right.
Have you seen Happy Time Murders?
This
new puppet movie?
I never even heard of
Melissa McCarthy.
She ate the puppets?
No, she plays a detective in a world... There are some weight jokes in the movie, but nobody suggests for a second that she
takes one to no one. And let me tell you something: don't think for a second that if I were single, that I wouldn't date Melissa McCarthy.
I would make jokes.
I would date her in a heartbeat.
Of course you would. Do you think people are just
Melissa McCarthy in a Meryl Streep costume? Are you kidding me? Don't even get me started.
Do you think people are tired of Melissa McCarthy? That there's an oversaturation of Melissa McCarthy?
Or is that just an experience? If you're oversaturated with Melissa McCarthy, it's because you don't have enough going on in your life.
Oh, wow.
I'm busy. You're busy.
Yeah.
She's there sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, she has another movie? Okay. Maybe I'll see it.
Well, because I asked the movie flopped, right? Now, I saw this like a few nights ago with a friend of mine, and it was actually pretty funny. I mean, it's a vulgar, rated R Muppet movie.
Okay.
Even though they're not called Muppets, but it's just puppets. There's puppets having sex. There's puppets doing drugs. And by drugs, they're snorting sugar because naturally sugar is their drug of choice.
Isn't there a play about this?
There was an old thing called Meet the Feebles, like back in like the late 80s, early 90s. I think Peter Jackson did it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of biting off of that. But, dude, it's right up your alley. I mean, it's like...
Why?
Well, it's just funny. It's raunchy.
I'm not a raunchy guy. You know
you're not a raunchy guy.
No.
You do clean.
Remember, me and your wife are like, hey, bro, why all the dick jokes on your podcast?
Oh, my God. So it's not right up your alley. So it's up my alley.
I mean, you can put it up my alley. I'll try it once.
For $1 million, right?
Yes, sir. No, you pay my student loans. Forget $1 million. You imagine having no student loans left? Man.
Are you a Wes Anderson fan?
The Scream guy?
No, Wes Anderson. He did Royal Tenenbaums.
You never saw it?
Okay.
What else?
Life Aquatic.
Never saw it.
Bill Murray. He has Bill Murray in all his movies.
Oh, no. I've seen Groundhog Day.
Grand Budapest Hotel.
I've heard of that.
This is a great podcast already. I thought I would talk to you about some of these movies that I'd seen.
I told you I'm busy and I'm stupid.
You know, you don't watch any movies anymore.
Buddy, I'm probably the worst guest ever. Hey, you know who I like is James, with the guy that laughs a lot at you.
Oh, okay.
I enjoy him.
He laughs with me, I like to think.
Yeah, probably so, yeah. Yeah. I'm in it in a good way.
Yeah.
But, you know, I probably already brought this up the last time I was here, but we were supposed to see Deadpool together.
Mm-hmm.
You, me, and him.
Yes.
But then you went and saw it with your bandmate, right? And I was disappointed.
I didn't see it with him.
You didn't see it with...
Johnny Come Lately?
What's his name? I forget his name.
Hubble Morales?
No, the guy you saw it with. Deadpool 2.
Ralph McPherson.
Anyway, I was looking forward to hanging out with James.
Hey, man, you never hit me back up that day. And then
he
actually canceled. And then what ended up happening was I just said, screw it. Because we were going to do this thing where we left the moon base like early on a Friday.
Right. Go see Deadpool 2 with James. Right. And then record a podcast.
So then McBride hits me up a week later. Like, hey, whatever happened to that thing?
We're using governments?
I hit you up at the beginning of the show.
I hit you up because
I'm sorry, Smutty Hamilton.
Anyway, I was disappointed I didn't get to meet James because I never actually met a black person in real life.
Oh my God, we can do it. We can still make it happen.
What movie are we going to see?
I don't know, whatever you want. And by the way, I would love to have you down in the garage.
I would like to see Guardians 3, but that's not happening.
Oh, delayed indefinitely.
Do you think that they're going to have Taika Waititi do it? And would you accept that as Taika Waititi?
I don't think he'll do it.
Out of principle?
I think those guys are all like in the same kind of world, and I don't think they're going to tread on each other's... They'd have to go farther out and grab
somebody
else.
Have you talked about James Gunn?
I sort of did.
I feel like...
But I got an email about it, which I'm not going to get into.
Somebody got on your case?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Because I kind of... They accused me of defending him for what he said, but I wasn't defending the tweets. I was defending, like, him as a person.
Can I tell you
what
I thought?
Yeah, sure.
May I? If I may?
Sure, yeah. It's related.
I feel like that... In reading the tweets, that like pedophilia is not funny, right? Because people get hurt,
right? Of course.
But when I read his tweets, you know, the first thing that came to my mind is,
right.
"Oh, that happened to him."
Really?
Yeah, I feel like that happened to him. This is just a speculation.
This is totally speculation.
I've been around a lot of people who make a lot of jokes.
Yeah.
Sometimes people joke about shit that happened to them.
Hmm. Like Bobby Lee.
Yeah, but he admits it. Right.
He fully admits it.
But I feel like maybe that happened to him.
Yeah,
I would hope that he's not joking about it because he's into it.
I'll go a step further. Those jokes don't even scream pedophilia to me.
Really?
No, yeah. Those jokes scream provocateur, shock value.
Hey, young and stupid.
Eighth grade trauma.
God, there wasn't Twitter when I was 18. Are you kidding me?
Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
You know the things I would have said?
Oh my God.
I don't even know, but they would have been awful.
Either. I'd be done for. You know. Yeah. I was the same guy that prank called kids' houses from my parents'
Meryl
phone.
Meryl Streep is a geisha? Don't even get me started.
Even using a different phone.
Yeah.
And then I had to go apologize to this guy's family.
Yeah.
And it was like horrible
stuff.
You were
prank calling on a not on a burner. You weren't using a burner.
No, I was calling from my parents' house. You
were calling from the Stevens household.
Yeah. And then I had to go
with
over
an
this
Arabic
guy's
voice.
House, you know?
Like, hello, hello.
No, I did awesome voices even then. You know?
Dude, you got the voices. I really... Look, when you first told me you were going to do some episodes by yourself, I was like, oh, good for you, buddy. But in my head, I was like, I don't know that who would even...
It's not good, is it?
No. I listened to it, and I'm like, this makes me laugh a lot. He's doing it. He's actually doing it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking back then. I guess I thought I would never get caught. When you're young and you're dumb and you're full of you-know-what, you don't really care.
Piss and vinegar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to say, cum.
I know. I was trying to adjust it to a better, you know, your wife listens to this.
I miss you. You're a good moral compass to have on the show.
No, buddy. I'm a dirtbag.
No, you're not.
For sure.
No, you're not.
But I...
You might have been back then, but that was before. You lived in a van for a few months. Then you found your center. We can talk about that because we talked about it on the show. I'm not exposing you. You got real quiet.
Did I live in a van?
Yeah. Not down by a river, but you did. I mean...
It was actually very close to a river.
Dude, I honestly thought that was the coolest thing of all time.
Yeah.
Like when you told me about that, I was just like, that is awesome. You know?
Yeah, me and Meryl Streep living in a van.
Yeah.
That'd be all awesome.
Meryl Streep in a van. Don't even get me started.
Don't even get me started.
What kind of job do you think you'd have if you weren't doing what you're doing right now? Comedian?
Yeah, because I if I didn't have children, I would probably move to LA. I'm not saying I'm not making any grand predictions that I would make it.
Right, 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 right.
But I would at least go there and try things.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
What about in a different era? If you could pick any era. And
for
I mean
me,
any.
To work?
Yeah. You can change the job too.
Can I start over again?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I would stay in shape and probably I would probably try to fly and maybe become an astronaut.
Really?
Just try to get to space, yeah.
So like in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s? Or just now, like
no,
modern
probably
day?
Now.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, so you wouldn't want to be one of the first guys like in that first like
I wouldn't touch
team
a, I wouldn't touch a video game. I love video games.
Yeah.
I spent my 20s wasting away on video games. I didn't like wake up as a person until in my 30s.
Wow.
And I just got fat. I'm in the military. I had a great experience.
Yeah.
Right after high school. When I got out, man, I was going to college, so I wasn't like doing nothing, but I just played video games and got fat.
Yeah.
And I just was like, it's just such a waste of time.
You're
I could have been learning
now.
A skill.
You look good. You look svelte, like you've been working out.
Maybe. I don't know if svelte's the right word.
Okay. Remember, I'm horrible with words.
Yeah.
So.
No. It's not that that was a bad word. It's that it doesn't apply because I'm still chunky. I got some work to do.
Well, everybody's got a little bit of chunk.
Like Meryl Streep? Don't even get me started.
Hey, don't even get me
just
started.
Just the right amount of chunk.
I was thinking about this question the other day because I was like wondering, could I live back in like the Game of Thrones days or like, you know what I mean?
Well, have you ever talked? There's people that have talked
like,
about
bring
this
out your dead! Like, yeah. I'd be the guy pushing the bodies. Bring out your dead!
I love that you think you're strong enough to push a cart.
I'd probably be one of the bodies. I'd probably be one of the bodies.
The Spartans would throw you as a baby onto a pile of other babies before you even were dead.
What about the Wild West? Could you make it in the Wild West?
I think I'd be done.
I think I'd be done, so.
I would be at peace with everybody. I would never meet anybody at High Noon for a shootout.
Would you? You probably would, wouldn't you? You probably would. You'd run your own saloon. You'd be the bartender,
I'd be the bartender.
It.
Probably I'd have a towel over my shoulder.
You'd have to know how to use a gun, though.
Don't shoot in here.
Right.
Yeah, but I'd have a shoddy, and I'd have a nice color fella up in the corner. I'm just using the language of the day. And he'd be upstairs with a shotgun, ready
I'd
be like...
I'm picturing Donald Glover already.
I'd be like, Tommy. Right? Tommy!
Not Donald Glover, Danny Glover.
Either one.
It's just been revoked.
Yeah, there you go.
But you're just, like, Tommy, Riggs!
Buddy, I just have my best friend.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
In the corner.
Me? Yeah.
No, the black dude.
Okay,
the black
sorry.
Guy.
Sorry.
In the corner with a buddy double barrel pointed down like, hey, what's the problem? So you don't have to pay your tab, but you're not going to be living.
Right. You ain't going to be living no more.
You ain't going to be living.
I'd be dead. I'd have to be a drunk.
Now, there would be no... How open have you been? I can't remember on this podcast.
Very open,
okay.
Very open.
So there would be no... And you can always edit this in
post. Right.
In post, as they say.
But don't say what I think you're going to say. Just say, use a code.
Okay. So...
There'd be no clubhouse.
If you had that lifestyle in the Old West, you'd just be dead.
Yeah.
I don't think they had anything to help you out, except for the church.
But there were a lot of drunks that made it in the West, at least in the movies
I've
seen.
Some of them became president, buddy. Grant had a drinking problem, you know?
I don't know, man. I think if I had to pick an era, I would just go straight 90s all the way. And I would go for either radio talk show host.
Okay. All right.
Or just musician. Dude, if I was in a band in the fucking 90s...
Yeah, you'd still be living off that money right now.
Dude.
Right now.
You know what I'm saying? And like, I wouldn't do any of this like, oh, I'd steal people's songs or I'd try to invent Google or any of that shit. I'm not talking about going back in time. I'm talking about you can't change the future or the past, but you can go back and do something different.
Your
place
in it would be differently.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you wouldn't invent Google, but would you buy Google stock?
That remains to be seen. But I mean, just if there were some rules, you know, like a quantum leap thing without jumping into people's
bodies. How did you even buy stock before the internet? You had to go talk to a guy in a suit?
You had to dial a phone.
Yeah.
And somebody picked it up and they go, I said sell. And they hang up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it was so busy on the floor.
Exactly. And forget this call waiting thing. Meryl Streep and call waiting. Don't even get me started.
Just listening to her listen.
Yeah.
For the phone.
Absolutely.
For them to pick up. Like Meryl Streep
saying,
when are they going to pick up?
Right.
I mean, don't even get me started.
Right.
80s and 90s.
Kramer,
right?
And Kramer.
I've been avoiding video games because I can jump into them too much.
Sure,
right?
You can. Everybody can.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, so. But what's been kind of scratching that itch for me is you look like Craig Ferguson just now, just cutting up your list. What I've been doing to scratch that itch is watching this YouTube channel called Gaming Historian.
Okay.
And this channel is fascinating. I watched a 30-minute history of Super Mario 2.
Wow.
It was fascinating.
Is that the one that was supposed to be, came out in Japan first, called Raccoon Boy?
No, it was something similar to that.
Okay.
You have to watch it. I'll send you the link.
Okay.
It's 30 minutes long. There's another one about three mistakes Nintendo made, right? And you know, they're playing clips of the games, and so I get like a little bit of video game junky thing going, but I get to, it's history and it's fascinating. Did you know, sir, that Nintendo had a deal with Sony to make the Nintendo PlayStation?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. And they were going to Sony was going to develop a disc system for them, because they were all cartridge all the time. Nintendo started getting nervous that Sony was going to have too much power, so unbeknownst to Sony, they made a deal with Philips.
Oh.
Sony announces this at whatever con they have. What's that con where, like, electronics?
The Gamer Con or whatever it is?
No, it was like a different one. It's like an electronics con or something.
Okay, I don't know.
And,
X-Con. Something.
And, Jim? Anyway,
that was Bob.
So, I grew up in Texas for a little bit, and I knew this guy named Jim Bob.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah. He's probably in jail.
Poor guy.
So,
you go
to this con, right?
Yeah.
Sony announces it, right? The next day, Nintendo's like, nah, bro.
It's going to be gangbusters.
We're with Philips.
Oh.
Sony was like, all right, motherfucker. A year later, they released the Sony PlayStation.
So Nintendo should have stayed. Stayed the course.
They should have stayed the course.
Sony
didn't trust people.
They didn't trust the movie companies either after that Super Mario Brothers movie bombed.
Oh, really?
They were going to make a string of Nintendo movies. I think if they had just stayed the course and allowed that one to bomb and just kind of hung
you
in there.
You think there'd be a badass
Zelda
movie right
now? They could have made some coin. They could have made some coin.
Yeah.
Because video game movies were all the rage in the 90s. I mean, you had the Mortal Kombat movie, the Street Fighter movie. And even though they weren't...
But we've known that they're not good.
They're not good necessarily, but they...
Do you remember that?
They had longevity.
I got angry with you watching that one.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Here's another thing. Nintendo, you got to be able to, like, in a video game environment or any environment, you got to be able to be creative and take
your clothes off. Yeah.
Yeah. Meryl Streep with her clothes off. Do not even get me started. Mm. So, one of the mistakes they said Nintendo made was making this system where, like, you put your face in it, and it's like virtual reality, but it's like just red and black.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it looked like crap, apparently, but that failed.
Like
so
Darth
Nintendo,
Maul.
Nintendo, yeah, it looked like Darth Maul all the time.
Yeah.
Nintendo fired the guy, right? And
he discovered Roy Rogers.
No.
Okay.
They fired the guy, but he was the guy who came up with the Game Boy.
Oh, shit.
But they were like, you know, they got that samurai culture where you make one mistake and you're done.
Fall on your sword.
Yeah, it's like, dude, he made the Game Boy, so what the next
thing
he made?
Yeah.
I said colored earlier, and what you did was worse.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
But just because
I was using the language of the era. I don't say that.
Right, of course you don't.
So,
yes, it does.
I don't. No, you don't. I think you just let the guy have some space to keep creating.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that one didn't work.
I loved Game Boy.
Game Boy changed the game.
That's all I had, though. I didn't have Nintendo.
We're talking on an iPhone right now.
Yeah.
And that's from Game Boy.
Dude, like, you said it earlier before we started when you were picking out some cheese sticks. You said we're floating on a rock.
In space.
Spinning in space. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because you corrected me, because I mentioned God and how, like, I'm trying to get in line and close to God.
And I said, well, don't mention that on the podcast.
You did.
Because we got a lot of atheist listeners.
Are they really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Thanos was right.
We can talk about the Lord.
Thanos is God. There's too many people and not enough resources.
We can talk about the God. I got a friend who's giving Chris Pratt a hard time just because of his religious views. And it's like, dude, calm down.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt's not taking your money. Relax.
No. And if he does,
and what's wrong with him
getting
up there and accepting an award and saying some nice things like thank God? And what's wrong with all that? Why is that a bad thing all of a sudden?
Why does it bother you so much?
Come on.
Why does
I'm
it
not a religioso kind of guy. I don't like to think I'm spirituality.
Yeah.
You know,
you're just
I believe
like
in a bigger
thing. You seem like a live and let live kind of person.
Yeah, I'm pretty chill on the ether.
A lot of people aren't live and let live, bro.
A lot of people like to come in for lunchtime right when we're getting ready to wrap up our podcast.
That happened last time, didn't it?
Yeah.
I couldn't work here.
No, you couldn't.
Because I would be 7,000 pounds.
I wouldn't be able to work here either, because the high sugars would be all the rage. You know? But I'm glad you took time out of your day to come meet me here. You know?
Yeah, this was really fun. Can I look at your list to see maybe perhaps... You tore this in half.
Yeah, well, I just, you know... There were a Isle few of things. Dogs? Yeah, I was going to talk about the Wes Anderson movie, Isle of Dogs, but you hadn't seen it.
Did you watch it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, is it just like a normal person? It looks like it could be good or really bad. What was it?
It was really good. It was charming. It was a good story. It? Yeah, okay. It kind of moved. Do you like dogs?
Yeah, buddy. They're my favorite animal.
There you go.
Besides elephants.
I think you'd like it.
Besides elephants and tigers.
And the stop animation is really good, too. He's the same guy. He did that Fantastic Mr. Fox movie, and it was the same kind of thing.
You got this different era written down here.
Yeah.
So that wasn't off the top. So what makes you... Why have you been thinking about that lately? Different era?
Oh, I like to think of different... You. I like to have different questions to ask people, and so mm-hmm. I like to ask questions that pertain to the human condition, because I feel like too many times on podcasts, people are like, "So, what are you doing? What made you do that?" I like these hypotheticals, like, "Hey, what would you do during this time?"
Can I tell a story about that?
Yeah, sure.
So I was in the military.
Yeah.
And I was working on a project. I did construction in the military, right? So it was me and this black dude named Eric.
Yeah.
And he's an electrician. Well, we had to finish the building part, which I did.
Of course.
And then we were wiring up the building, so I was helping out Eric.
Of course you were.
Good dude, right?
Yeah.
Black dude from Arkansas, right? And so I started waxing with him.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Hey, man, if you could live at any time in history, where mm-hmm. would you live?" And he thought about it for a second. And he goes, "Right now."
Fantastic.
Because this is the best time for me ever. I'm a black
guy.
Yeah. This was like 1998.
Yeah.
And I was like, it just changed my thinking. I was like, he's exactly right.
Yeah.
And you know what? Whether you're black or white or anything, it is the best time right now.
Yeah.
It is the best time right now.
Yeah. And that's a great answer to have. Absolutely.
And I'm still Facebook friends with him. I haven't seen him in 20 years.
But
15
because,
years.
But
he's
because,
a good guy.
I'm sure of it. Sounds like a good guy. But because my basic needs of survival are met, it leads me to wander and pontificate and kind
of
go down these
little
philosophical... So you're
in a different stage of Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
No, I just acknowledge the fact that I'm a privileged guy, that I have
absolutely.
A lot of good blessings going on.
Absolutely.
And therefore...
Don't say blessings. I'm an atheist. Okay. Two rocks hit together in the middle of space.
I've had some luck.
Two rocks hit together in the middle of space.
Right.
Okay. And all this just happened.
Right.
Thanos was right. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Right.
Thanos in a Meryl Streep costume.
See, if we didn't have good lives right now...
Yeah.
Right? Like, we the people that get on you about not having, like, somebody could
Meryl Streep on me?
Somebody could come in right now and go, "Hey, man,
yeah,
you got a home. It didn't get washed away in a flood. A hurricane didn't come by." You know,
sure.
Absolutely.
Right.
"Hey, man, you're alive. You're breathing." Yes. All good, wonderful, positive
absolutely.
Things. But do we have to acknowledge those every day? Those things don't mitigate the fact that you can still wander.
I think
your
that
brain is allowed to wander and
so
wonder
Mr.
about
Miyagi
things.
Miyagi taught us about balance,
right?
Right. So I don't need. Right. I don't think you need to thrash yourself like Martin Luther with a cat of nine tails on yourself
right.
every day,
right?
And you don't also want to have your head in the clouds all the time. You have that balance,
right?
So I think you should. Everybody should take some time every day to be thankful.
Absolutely.
I tell my daughters every day, almost every day. We say our prayers at dinner. No offense.
But you don't need to torture
and I thank
yourself
God for our food and for
sure.
our water. And I tell my daughters often, I say, if you have clean water
yeah.
at your disposal,
yes.
you're one of the wealthiest people who has
absolutely.
Ever lived. Who
right.
has ever lived.
Right.
So I think
my wife and I say that we're food rich all the time. Because when our fridge is stocked at the grocery store, we're food rich. And we call it food rich. You know what I'm saying?
The idea that you can actually utter this question
yeah.
And it could be anything you want.
Right.
What are we having for dinner tonight?
Absolutely.
That means you're doing pretty good.
We're doing pretty damn good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Why did that come up?
All of
oh,
it.
Oh, because you were talking about... talking about...
Well,
like,
because I don't think you need to constantly throw yourself through the self-hate martyr engine
yeah.
just to have a little fun conversation. Somebody doesn't need to come in and go, "Well, congratulations, you're talking." We know this shit doesn't matter. I know that a RoboCop sequel doesn't matter in the long term. I know that a Supergirl movie doesn't really matter, you know what I'm saying? But I still like to fucking talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather talk about that than the weather.
That's true. Because the weather's going to be there no matter what.
Right.
And sometimes the weather's good. Sometimes it sucks.
Meryl Streep and the weather?
Don't even start.
Get me started. Well, we have a lodge meeting happening now, so we got
to
cut.
I guess so. We're
sure. There were a
lodge.
Circle of empty tables, but for some reason...
Yeah. That's
you
fine.
Know, it's okay.
It's what do you call the universe sending us a message?
The universe is saying...
I don't believe in the universe.
Get out!
Thanos snapped his fingers, and I think it's the best thing he could have done.
Do you think it's the best thing he could have done?
No, I'm playing a character called Douchey.
Oh, right. No, but I'm asking you now.
No.
No.
He
horrible,
should have snapped
right?
and made more resources.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
had a conversation? Could you talk to somebody first?
As a bad guy?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Josh Brolin.
He's great, right? I saw a t-shirt with Thanos wearing Biggie Smalls sweater and having a crown on his head, like sideways.
Fantastic.
I was like, wearing the gauntlet. I was like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, thanks for meeting up.
Yeah, thanks for having me, sir. We've really toned it down since we sat next to us.
Yeah, we have. It's getting real NPR-ish over here.
Yeah, would you like me to say a prayer before we leave?
Yes, and while you're doing that, okay, no? All right. Well, just remember at the end of the day,
it's just fiction.